You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Are you holding false ideas about religion which will destroy your future hope?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Gracious Heavenly Father, in countries all around the world, the devil has tricked millions into believing false ideas about religion. By your Holy Spirit, enlighten the hearts of all who listen to this broadcast, so that they may be led to the gracious Savior, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Draw unto yourself all those who are searching for truth, for fulfillment in life, and for their eternal salvation. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen. 20 years ago, a special drug known as thalidomide was being sold throughout Europe and in some parts of the United States. Because it provided a feeling of relaxation, it was used by many young women during their pregnancy. To their shock, they began to give birth to children with severe defects. Hospital nurseries soon contained many babies with malformed bodies. Some had crippled limbs. Others were missing necessary body parts, including both arms and both legs. Pregnant women taking the drug believed its effects would be only positive, when in reality, this drug was devastating to the formulation of the unborn child. The untold tragedies caused by false information involving the use of the new medicine became a modern-day science fiction nightmare. It brought tears, unbearable guilt, and endless pain to scores of families. Even today, magazine stories continue to appear containing photographs of grossly deformed victims as they try to adjust to life in society. Each week, radio, television, and newspapers carry stories of individuals who were shocked to learn they had wrong ideas about something. As you listen to this broadcast, perhaps even you can recall situations in your own life where for many years you held wrong ideas about something or someone. While in many cases this is of no great consequence, in other situations the results are devastating. False ideas are a common occurrence each day in politics, industry, on the job, in school, and within our own family. Sad to say, misconceptions exist also in religion. Even though you may be totally sincere, misconceptions about religion may be harmful to your spiritual health. In fact, this could eventually cause you to be excluded from paradise itself. Perhaps the most widely held religious misconception popular among millions today is that the Bible is a book of rules, and if anyone follows these rules, he will get to heaven. Nothing could be further from the truth. Anyone willing to take the time to read and study the Bible will quickly realize that the primary purpose of the Holy Scriptures is not to serve as a rule book for life. It is not a catalog outlining minimum requirements of what one must do to earn eternal salvation. Exactly the opposite. The Bible points out not what we must do, but what God has done for all people in every country of the world. The Holy Scriptures contain the beautiful and, for many, the surprising news of how God, through His love and grace, arranged a plan to save the entire human race from everlasting torment in hell. The terrible tragedy of each generation is that millions try to obtain eternal salvation through their own efforts. They try to follow their own ideas rather than the gracious plan our Lord has provided. As you listen to this radio broadcast, you may discover that you have been holding false ideas about the central teaching of the Bible and the Christian faith. Through no fault of your own, you may have been misled to believe that your salvation depends on you rather than on your Lord. You may be on the endless treadmill, striving and struggling to earn God's mercy. If this is true in your life, may I encourage you in the strongest possible way, while you still have time, to rethink your situation. Don't just take my word. Check into it for yourself. Examine your personal religious faith on the basis of the divinely inspired Word of God. It would certainly be interesting to take a national poll to determine what the average man on the street believes is the primary purpose of the Bible. Before beginning the survey, one could be absolutely confident that the answers would reflect a wide variety of opinions. Because of this, what better approach could there be than to go to the pages of the Bible itself for the answer? In the Gospel of John, our Lord tells us, "But these things are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." Our Lord was not saying that the Holy Scriptures were written to instruct us on how to work our way to heaven. Our Lord Himself would be the first to deny that the Holy Scriptures contain basic requirements each person must fulfill in order to earn his salvation. The Scriptures were written that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, God Himself, who was born into the world, who died on the cross, and who was raised from the dead, so that all who believe in Him may have the absolute certainty of eternal salvation. If you today believe that Jesus was sent by God to die on the cross for sins that you have committed, you can be absolutely guaranteed life eternal in His name. This message of good news sounds so simple. It seems incredible. It is so simple and so easy that many refuse to believe it. The great apostle Paul said, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of this world to confound the things which are mighty. In the past months, there has been an increasing interest in the possibility of life after death. Books have been written, and even entire movies have been produced on this subject. It is not unusual during a discussion involving the hope of life after death for someone to piously and sincerely say, "I try to live by the good book." This is the tragic mistake of millions. Hoping to obtain life and salvation on the basis of our good deeds is a misconception conceived in the very pits of hell by the devil himself. Satan has sent millions of souls to everlasting destruction by convincing them that they can satisfy the requirements of a holy and just God by their sin-filled and rebellious life. Don't be misled. For your own eternal welfare, for the salvation of your soul, I plead with you to make sure that you are on the right path. Nothing other than the divinely inspired Word of God itself can lead you to the Savior who is the only source of our salvation. May you say with the psalmist, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Another religious misconception gaining popularity today is the idea that Jesus was merely a prophet, a good teacher, someone who has set an example for all people to follow. He is likened unto Muhammad, Buddha, and other religious leaders. While this may sound nice and be very convenient to believe, Jesus himself would be the first to flatly deny this idea. In many and various ways, Jesus Christ claimed to be God. For a person to say he believes in Jesus Christ as a great prophet or even a great moral teacher, but does not believe that Jesus himself was God, is ridiculous. This is an outright denial of the clear teachings of the Bible. We must accept Jesus Christ for what he claimed to be, or forget the entire matter. Already in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, who foretold the coming of Jesus, announced, His name shall be called the Mighty God. In order to encourage all believers to prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ, Isaiah said, Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. During his ministry, Jesus himself proclaimed his own deity with power and authority. He said, I and the Father are one. The dynamic message of the early Christian church was based on the firm and absolute conviction that Jesus Christ himself was God. One of the most popular movies shown during the past year, which included well-known names from the film industry, specifically included several lines depicting Jesus as just another prophet. In the past, these attacks were made primarily by those outside of the Christian church. Today, the situation has taken on a new and shocking dimension. Not long ago, the world's leading newspapers carried the dramatic story that seven Protestant British clergymen had just published a book called The Myth of God Incarnate. These theologians argued that Jesus was not God, but rather a regular person like anyone else, merely approved by God. A well-known religious journalist, writing in one of the major newspapers in the United States, said, The amazing thing is that the attack on the deity of Christ is not coming from atheists or followers of non-Christian religions, but from scholars and preachers who claim to be Christians. The great apostle Peter wrote of these things when he said, But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories that they have made up. Rudolf Augstein, publisher of Der Spiegel, Germany's large and influential Time magazine, recently created news by announcing that he no longer believed in the Christian faith in which he grew up. He considers his unbelief, however, as insignificant in comparison to what he considers is even more astounding. What is news, he said, is that an overwhelming number of Christian scholars no longer believe that Jesus was God or trust that the Gospels are true. Casting doubt on the Holy Scriptures and attempts to deny that Jesus is God are not new. If you have been tempted to accept these pernicious lies of the devil, listen carefully to the words of our Lord when he says, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. By placing your trust and confidence in the Word of God, you can be absolutely sure that the devil will not be able to mislead you. Even though the struggle will be difficult, our Lord promises an eternal inheritance in His kingdom for all who persevere unto the end. Religious misconceptions have a unique way of being extremely subtle. When promoted by the devil and his followers, they sound very attractive. He is doing his best to snare as many as possible to the very pits of hell. Those who eventually become victims of his devilish trickery most likely accepted one of his attractive and innocent-sounding false teachings. Have you ever heard someone say, "It does not matter what you believe as long as you are sincere"? It is utterly amazing that people use this false concept for their religious life, especially since all eternity depends upon it. This idea, which would be rejected in every other area of life, is at the same time being permitted to be the main belief in the religious life of millions. Let us also look at the idea of being sincere in another way. Let us say that we live in Chicago and plan to travel to New York. Instead of studying the roadmap and making sure we would be traveling in the right direction, we decide to begin our journey at random, believing it makes no difference which direction we go as long as we are sincere. We may be totally sincere, but anyone knows that this trip would end as a total disaster. In the same way, the Bible represents our roadmap to heaven. If we expect to spend eternity with our Heavenly Father, we must be aware of the plan He has outlined for us. Instead of letting everyone stumble around in the darkness of sin, our Lord points out, "These things have been written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing in Him, you might have life in His name." The Holy Scriptures also remind us that sincerity alone does not make things right. The book of Proverbs points out, "There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." If we take the wrong road, either willfully or through ignorance, we will certainly reap eternally damaging consequences. Our Lord says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." I have briefly mentioned several very popular misconceptions concerning religion and the Bible. Indeed, each of these deserves greater explanation. Perhaps even you have held one of these misconceptions. If you feel the Bible is primarily a book of rules for getting to heaven, or if you believe Jesus was not God, or if you feel it is not important what you believe, just as long as you are sincere, you have been terribly misled. Each of these beliefs is in direct contradiction to the basic teachings of the Holy Scriptures. May God the Holy Spirit work in your heart so that you may believe that the Holy Scriptures were written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and that by believing in this, you might have eternal life in His name. Not all people believe or accept the central message of the Holy Scriptures. However, academic honesty and intellectual integrity demand that we not give false impressions of what the Bible teaches. We must not make a secondary purpose of the Bible a primary function. This information must never overshadow the primary and central message of what God has done for all men through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we miss or overlook the central message, we are completely missing the meaning of the Holy Scriptures
and a reason for their existence. But even worse, we forfeit salvation which is being offered to us as a free gift through faith in Jesus Christ. The Holy Scriptures have been written that we might believe that Jesus was the Messiah, and that by believing in this, we can have life eternally in His name. Amen.